Proud to be Calgary's only 24/7 all sports radio. Home for Boomer and Warriner in the morning. Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. Make Canada's best-selling line of trucks even better by visiting Universal Ford Lincoln to get $1,000 toward Ford custom accessories at the Built Ford Tough event. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Holding my lover with the other. A sweet salsa.
Alabama.
This is a stiff rye
arch.
Kind of
worked hard all week.
Yeah.
Got a little jingle.
Rye Coke press.
On a
double
Tennessee
it up.
Saturday night.
You drink like an old man.
Couldn't you tell better.
Yeah, can I get a vodka and water?
With my Dixie.
You got an old man belly going in there.
It's called mature.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
What are you putting that mix in there for? Get all sweet and... You're going to drink it, drink it. Okay, Dad. Sorry. Didn't want to disappoint you, Dad. The looking forward to this. I know that it's April, and this is coming up in November. Mm-hmm. But it feels like November out there right now as it is coming down. Sportsnet, along with Vision Travel, want to send you to the Grey Cup in Vancouver. We've got a prize pack coming up, and we're going to make this draw before the end of this month. It includes round-trip airfare from Calgary to Vancouver with Vision Travel, airport hotel transfers by private motor coach, 3 nights in your hotel, Grey Cup tickets, the game tickets on the sidelines, and all you need to do is be a fan club member and throw your points into the draw, and we'll make that, like I say, runs till the end of the month, which is coming right up. At Vision Travel, they specialize in extraordinary sporting experiences, including the 2014 Grey Cup in Vancouver. It goes November 30th. The packages include all that, that I had mentioned, your flights, transfers, accommodations, and tickets. You can go and find out more if you're looking to just get yourself in. You don't feel like you got the luck? Just go buy one. VisionTravel.ca/Grey Cup. Or if, like I say, you're a fan club member, get in on it. As we'll be going to Vancouver.
Yes!
For the Grey Cup. The Coupe.
How many nights are we going to be out there?
It looks like 3 nights.
It's a good time in Vancouver, my friends. You'll enjoy that.
I'm actually quite excited. I haven't been to Vancouver for a long time. It's fun to visit.
It's a great city.
Have you been since your playing days?
Yes. It was for work. Remember I did that TV gig that didn't pan out?
Yeah. Why didn't it pan out?
Yeah, Francis backdoored.
Because I know you'd put... Because I know you put... so much effort into it. You had really dedicated yourself to the craft.
I was just coming around, and they chopped my legs out from under me. Chop, chop.
Were you ever given a...
Never had a fair shake.
Hmm. Were you ever given a reason why?
No. Much like when Keenan came in and...
started.
You're no longer part of the...
I have a theory.
Leadership group.
Hmm.
I have a theory as to why I came to it.
I don't care what your theories are.
Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
Could it have been that...
Bean.
When you were sitting in here that day, I remember it well. And you were, it was near the end of the season, and you were very tired.
I was.
Your interest was low, even lower than usual, and you were very tired. And you were supposed to go to Dallas to work a game. And you just didn't go.
That's probably not something an employer
remembers. I don't remember.
Remember, you're like, do I need to go? Should I go? Do I need to go? It's just the intermission thing. Is it a big deal if I don't go? And I'm like, I don't know. So you... You just didn't go.
I don't even recall this, Dean.
I do.
So, wasn't big on mine.
It's kind of like the day after St. Patrick's Day. He just didn't want to come to work, so he didn't. So,
you dummies don't realize.
Yeah? What, how tired and lazy you are?
Yeah.
Okay. Tonight,
wasted.
Three series in the NHL first round of the playoffs get underway. We have touched upon already. Tampa Bay at home to Montreal. News this morning, Ben Bishop is on the ice. He's not in full gear. He's working towards a return. But for tonight, it'll be Anders Lindback versus Carey Price. So a definitive advantage, you would think. For the Montreal Canadiens in that one, the Pittsburgh Penguins at home to Columbus. Now, you refer to this as kind of a dog. Is that fair to say in terms of the other playoff matchups?
I feel like all of tonight's matchups are the dogs of the
just a wet blanket
round.
This morning.
Tomorrow has a little more.
No, it's not a. I'm still pumped for the playoffs. I mean, it's great, but if you look, you're telling me that you'd watch Anaheim, Dallas over Chicago, St. Louis?
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
The one thing I will say, like the wild card winners against the division leaders, those aren't your real tight ones. But of all those ones, Columbus isn't that bad. Like I don't know that Anaheim, Dallas, or
Detroit,
Colorado, Minnesota is going to be exciting. I think
that'll
be a good series. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Original six. Yeah.
So while you've let the air out, Pittsburgh at home to Columbus. The Jackets are a wild card team. The Pittsburgh Penguins won their division, but haven't been setting the world on fire.
Nobody's excited about Pittsburgh.
And why is that? Because it was not that long ago.
Well, because they...
That they were... It was like, man, how do you get
they haven't
to be Pittsburgh?
Won, you know why? Because they haven't won a big game for a long time. Even in the regular season. You're okay, we're playing Boston for first overall, big game. Who wins? Boston. The playoffs, I don't care if it's Fleury's fault or whoever's fault it is, they have not won a big game since Game 7 in Detroit. They haven't. They beat the Islanders last year in the first round in six, but I think we were all thinking the same thing. Islanders win this game, look out.
Yeah. And then they got worked in.
And I'm not. And they shouldn't have won that game. Was it round two? I thought it was the third round.
When did they lose to
Philly?
Boston?
Or Boston?
They lost
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh did, lost to Boston yes. in the semis last year.
And the offense dried up.
Now, there was no Iggy came over.
Yeah.
And during the flood, and we sat around talking about it, and he said it dried up, but you wouldn't believe how lucky Rask was. And I was like, "Really?" He's like, "We hit posts." Yeah. All game, every game, there was no bounce. Yeah. It's got to go your way, but that being said, I think it was four straight.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know how I feel about Pittsburgh, because the neat story would be here, you've got Ryan Johansson coming, you know, is coming along. Their goaltender is the reigning Vezina winner and has played very well down the stretch. They've beaten some teams they maybe shouldn't have beaten. Their defense is okay. They're getting contributions. Can they beat Pittsburgh? I think anybody can beat Pittsburgh right now. But I'm still inclined to think that they maybe find... I'm so torn on this one. I don't know how to feel. Because if Pittsburgh loses, it's like, well, yeah, because Crosby hasn't been playing well. Malkin is hurt right now. Letang missed a good chunk of the season because he had a stroke. Paul Martin was out for a ton. And their goalie is hot and cold at the best of times and can be just absolutely dreadful in the postseason. But they should beat Columbus.
Yeah, but you don't want to disrespect them because that's still... Sidney Crosby, Kunitz, Neil.
Yeah.
Malkin should get healthy pretty quick.
Malkin, I think, got a question mark for game one, but, I mean, he's going to be ready here.
The thing with Pittsburgh, guys, is they were ravaged by injuries this year. There was one point of the season where their entire top six were gone at the same time. They've lost Neil for substantial time. Malkin's been out. The decor has been absolutely decimated at times. They have done more with less this year than we've seen in a long time from them. So if they get healthy, much like Detroit, they're probably better than the team they looked like in the regular season. They just got Bo Bennett back, which is not a huge thing, but again, it's a winger that can finish on Crosby's line in theory, right?
I think it is important for them to have some young guys pushing too. I don't care who it is. The young guys playing, there's a different level of excitement for them in the playoffs. You want them to be good, because when Pittsburgh is good, they're pretty exciting and talented.
Well, I was going to say, what would you rather have in round two, Columbus or Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh, for sure. For sure. The problem is that they got to answer the call at some point, and they haven't been able to do it. And
well, let me ask you this. How short of a leash do you have on Marc-Andre Fleury if you're Dan Byles?
Oh, I don't think it's Bylsma. If Fleury's no good, his mind is going to be shot. If he lets in a leaky goal and doesn't play well in the first game, he mentally will be fried. I think he's the one that's got it It's between his ears, not Bylsma.
Right, but at what point do you give him the hook is the question.
But as a coach, what do? Do you, if it's a bad goal, it's like, okay, just stay there.
I don't even know who's the backup.
Thomas Wilkun just got called up. Yeah. He played one warm-up game in Wilkes-Barre, but again, he's been out all year.
Here is a question. Why, if you're Pittsburgh, did you not? I mean, do you believe in Wilkun?
I don't know.
If he's healthy and played the whole year, I like
you're
him.
Telling
I like
me
him with one game
Tim
this season.
Tim Thomas?
But remember, we talked trade deadline time and said, why don't they go after a guy like Marty Brodeur?
Yes. Maybe,
but you said no.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. You said if they brought in Marty Brodeur, it would ruin Marc-Andre Fleury.
Well, and it might have, but at least you, I bring in Marty and get rid of Fleury. Because I think
what, this year? You're just going to trade away Fleury and go with Brodeur as your playoff goalie?
Sure. You wouldn't feel as comfortable?
I would probably feel as comfortable. I would keep both this year is what I would have done. If I'm bringing in Marty Brodeur, I'd like, okay, well, we'll go with Fleury, and then if it doesn't work, then I've got Marty Brodeur. And
but
maybe,
Marty wanted to get traded because he was going to play.
I know. So. Well, and he probably would if he went to Pittsburgh, the way it goes there.
That's true. Anyway.
I can't, and I'm still at the point, I know we got to pick winners here. I don't know that I can
Pittsburgh.
Pick a winner in this series. The other series tonight. And we'll do our winners coming up before the top of the hour.
Pittsburgh better win for people's job security. Huh? I'll say that.
Dallas in Anaheim. The Ducks, Frederik Andersen looks to be the goalie. Maybe this is not a story. Maybe Jonas Hiller just played himself out of the number one spot. Maybe Andersen, he's been the number one for a good chunk of the second half of the season anyway. Maybe there's nothing to see here. But the thing with Anaheim, I wonder, and how little credit are we giving to the Ducks as a complete team? Because we look at the Ducks, and what are they? Well, it's Getzlaff, Perry. Well, sure enough, there's Getzlaff, led them in scoring, and Perry had 43 goals. But Nick Bonino had 22 goals. Matthew Perreault scored 18 times. Cogliano had 21 goals. Kyle Palmieri chipped in 14. I just look at a lot of these guys, when you watch them, Patrick Maroon is a rookie, but scored some big goals in the last 2 months of the season. It's not Solani. It's not Saku Koivu, although they're still there and will bring what they bring. Cam Fowler is back. I just think it's a little sloppy to just suggest that the Ducks do what they do. They won the division in a very tough division with just two good players. I don't know who Patrick Maroon is. I don't know who Nick Bonino is. But you know what? They're good players. And just because they're not household names doesn't mean you should overlook them.
Yeah, but they're hard to get excited about when you don't. I'm with you. We talked about this a little bit. Obviously, Getzlaff, Perry, they're driving the bus. But you have to have more to it if you think that you're going to move on to the playoffs. And I think that those other guys, like, aren't household names, are doing that job, and they can move on in the playoffs. I mean,
it's the same story for Dallas because they have Sagan and
two
Ben.
Guys.
And then it's other guys that I guess you need to pay attention because Ryan Garbutt scored 17 and Cody Eakin had 17 or 16 and Nikushkin comes in as the rookie. He had 14.
I think Dallas made the playoffs because of Lindy Ruff. They got those two guys and they got them playing, but I think Dallas made the playoffs because Lindy Ruff came in and gave them a game plan and a foundation to play off of. And I think he's a great coach, and I think he's a great playoff coach. And I think if you're going down the list, goaltending, forwards, defense, special teams, the nod has to go to Lindy Ruff in coaching over Bruce Boudreau.
Boudreau, the fastest coach to 300 wins in the NHL history. We saw that a couple weeks ago. Doesn't get a lot of love. He doesn't look like the smartest guy in the room ever, but maybe he is.
You can't be the smartest guy in the room if you haven't done it in the playoffs, right?
Well, I hear what you're saying.
And Lindy's never won the Stanley Cup, but...
So then they're kind of in the same boat, no?
No. If you look at Lindy's playoff record, I think he's gotten his team to the playoffs with less talent than Boudreau has, right?
He's done a great job at Anaheim. That's 2 years in a row. They're a two seed last year. They're a one in the West this year.
Yeah, and I'm not criticizing Boudreau as a coach. This is not. But I will give, and maybe it's because I know him, Lindy Ruff, the nod on coaching. When we went to the finals in Buffalo, Lindy Ruff's coaching and his breakdown of matchups was one of the big reasons. Hasek, coaching, and I think Lindy Ruff will do a great job coaching these guys. And Who knows? I mean, you get into the playoffs.
I know. There's a lot of these
just start
that are
going.
Do you worry about them sitting Hiller? Never mind even having him as the backup, because I feel like
that's quite a message.
You might be burning a bridge you might need later.
I've never believed in Jonas Hiller. That's just true. That's just a personal thing for me.
Fair.
I know at the deadline, I'm like, well, they got to get a goalie. I just don't know that Hiller has ever been the guy for them.
Do you believe in Frederik Andersen? Because there's an unknown in my mind. I mean, it's half a season of good work, isn't it? A year?
But you know what? I'm going to go with that. Because I think it was a lot like Nabokov in San Jose. You just knew. He was your guy. He's been your guy. But you didn't win with them.
And then the other thing is, I think John Gibson would be fine eating popcorn. Why not at least dress Hiller so he feels more like part of the team? That's what kind of gets me a bit.
I'd rather have him in the net.
Well, if he starts, yeah.
I'd rather have him as my backup.
It's a weird situation, isn't it?
I have no problem with that whatsoever. Because Rhett? I don't think Jonas Hiller is...
If they've put Hiller in the stands, they've cut bait. It's over. It's done.
I agree. I think they've cut bait already, have they not?
I think we'll see him in the playoffs. I really do.
Well, you might be right.
Like, here's the
thing. I think if they get to Hiller, it's too late.
It may be, but again, it's Dallas they're playing in the first round. It's not like they're up against LA or San Jose here. If a goalie gets blown out by four in game one, switch up the deck.
Yeah.
No problem doing that, especially Gibson. I mean, he's so young and everyone wants to give him everything immediately, but would you be surprised if a guy that's 21, 20, had some nerves in his first playoff appearance?
Not a bad point. We'll come back with Morganti to Hatchick. It's the East-West Hot Stove. Starts tomorrow, but Philadelphia and the New York Rangers. It's an old Patrick Division matchup, and it should be a beauty. We'll get into it with the East-West Hot Stove next. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Boomer is talking hockey right now. Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. Make Canada's best-selling line of trucks even better by visiting Universal Ford Lincoln to get $1,000 toward Ford custom accessories at the Built Ford Tough event. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Wednesday morning, 8:27. That means it's time once again for the East-West Hot Stove as we get into it with our NHL insiders from Calgary, Eric Duhatchik, and out in Philadelphia, Al Morganti.
Shortly.
Morganti is MIA, which could mean more treats for us.
If he's sending something, can we request, like,
I'm not sure
Philly
if that's...
cheese? Is that too much?
What would be, if you could, would it be just Philly cheesesteaks?
Oh, for sure.
Not sure how edible they'd be by the time they got here.
Send them frozen. I'll heat it up.
All right. We do have Eric Duhatchik, however, the always reliable and professional Eric Duhatchik. Good morning, sir.
A little making up to me of that after all the shots last week.
Oh, all of a sudden you're my buddies now,
aren't you? Exactly. I seem to remember somebody said, Al, you're my favorite guy in the East-West Hot Stove. Was that you, Boomer?
Well, you know, cell phones, they break up. I'm not sure that that's exactly what was said. Nonetheless, we'll get into it. The playoffs begin tonight, and Rhett Warner says all the matchups tonight stink. Would you agree?
All the matchups stink? What are you talking about? He doesn't like... I thought he was just extolling the virtues of Lindy Ruff 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to see Dallas-Anaheim. I think Dallas has a shot, too. I think that's going to be a real interesting series. For all the reasons that you guys are talking about. I mean, Anaheim's... The goaltenders that have played for Anaheim have been very good. That's why they're playing. But I do think that, you know, that goaltenders can get rattled in the playoffs. I mean, we've seen it go both ways, right? I mean, all the way back to Ken Dryden and through Steve Penny and all through the ranks, Johan Hedberg when he was playing for the Manitoba Moose and ended up playing for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Young goaltenders have come out of nowhere and made their mark in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Patrick Waugh is the best example probably of all of them. And yet, you know, it's a roll of the dice, because if they go the other way and they don't play it, you know, to the level or the nerves get to them, you know, suddenly it's a series. And it could be a high-scoring series, which I think could make it very interesting.
The Tampa Bay-Montreal series, let's start there. That's the first one we're going to see. And we do have Mr. Morganti, so apparently no cheesesteaks for you. Warner said he was going to be looking for more high-end snacks if we didn't locate you.
No, I'm just trying to... The Flyers have their own goalie situation, and Mason didn't come out on the ice early for practice, so he's waiting to see what happened there. So we're still waiting. It's kind of like the groundhog. If he puts his head out, they have 6 more weeks of playoffs. So we're waiting to see how what the situation is with Mason. We have no answer yet.
Interesting, because he has been quite good.
He's been good. He got hit in the next-to-last game against Pittsburgh, and I suspect it's whiplash, but you just never know, upper body. I talked to Craig Berube this morning. He said he will not be a backup. If he can't play, he can't play at all. The problem there is Emery's been pretty good, but the kid they used on Sunday in the final game of the season, I mean, his first NHL. I mean, I've seen butterflies, but these butterflies had wings like dragons. He was awful.
So, poor Cal Heater. Hey.
Oh my God! It was. I mean, I really thought, you know, they would try to like cover their eyes when they took shots. It was so bad. So I mean, they really are. They're up against it if Mason can't play.
We'll talk about that series coming up in a moment because it gets underway tomorrow. But in Pittsburgh, it's how can it be? It is, and it will be until he proves otherwise. It's Marc-Andre Fleury, and you knew it was coming. It's just like clockwork. And Sidney Crosby, I know, tried to deflect it as best as he could. He looked back to the series against Boston a year ago, and he says, well, hey, I wasn't great. There were no goals scored. Jerome wasn't great. I wasn't great. Malkin wasn't great. But yet we're talking about Marc-Andre Fleury. That's well and good, Al, but this is all about the goaltender. And is there any reason in your mind to think that just because it's a new year and that things are a little bit different that he's going to suddenly turn into a clutch performer in the playoffs?
I don't think there's reason. I mean, we've seen he can, but I think he's got an opponent that he doesn't have to think he has to be at his best. This team doesn't get under their skin like the Flyers do in the playoffs. So, I mean, there's kind of a built-in margin for error, I think, in this situation with him. I don't have any, frankly, I think they're going to get through this even if he has his, like, B game, you know, B-minus game. I think they can get through it. They're so good when their two stars are on the ice and playing well. So I think that will build his confidence throughout. It would have been a horrific situation in terms of what he's up against if they hadn't started with the draw they got in the first round. But I really, and I have all sorts of questions about the Penguins, their coaching, everything that goes on, how they go at teams that are physical. But I have little concern that they can't get through this round, even with a B or B-minus game from their goalie.
And the thing about it is that I don't put a lot of stock generally in how the regular season affects play in the playoffs. Last year, the Bruins had creamed the Leafs, you know, all through the regular season, and the Leafs pushed them to seven. But I think this is one time when the fact that Pittsburgh swept Columbus in the regular season is going to be good for Marc-Andre Fleury's confidence. I'm the same way. I think he's going to be okay. I just think that, you know, Columbus, after Ryan Johansson, doesn't have a tremendously gifted offensive team, and Pittsburgh has enough firepower that if Fleury is giving up, you know, one bad goal a game, they still have enough to win. It's not like in the Los Angeles-San Jose series, where if Niemi starts giving up bad goals, you know, Quick probably isn't going to do that, and you might lose because of goaltending. I think that you can win this series with adequate goaltending, and it doesn't have to be any better than that.
Is goaltending everything? Because you're just looking at most of the series, and Montreal, Tampa Bay. Well, the big thing will be the goaltending. Price and Bishop's out. Pittsburgh, goaltending. Philly, goaltending.
Goaltending, it is amazing. And Bishop, I don't even know. I mean, they're so quiet about what's going on. But no, it is. It always comes down to it. No matter how much, and as deeper you go, the more important it gets. I mean,
I was going to say, I've never seen a year where you look at eight series this year and six teams that make the playoffs have big, giant question marks in goal. I mean, you know, Minnesota, they're going to have to go with Brisgal off of it. You know, it's absolutely amazing to me. Even somebody like Ryan Miller, who, you know, a month ago was considered this major upgrade in goal, didn't have a great finish for the Blues, and now people are asking questions. I mean, you know, every year one or two teams have got like a Marc-Andre Fleury kind of a situation. This year I count six. Six of the 16 teams in the playoffs are probably going to be playing somebody in April that wasn't their de facto number one starter in October, and it's absolutely crazy. And so, you know, you'd have to think that, you know, some of those players are going to work out, and some of them it's going to not be good. And so, to your point, Rhett, I think it is going to be a big part of the equation, but it's hard to predict who are the guys that are going to come through and who are the guys that aren't. I mean, you know, people talk about, you know, the Anaheim situation with the young goaltenders. Well, I think one of the best years that the Washington Capitals ever had under Bruce Boudreau, didn't they go with Semyon Varlamov and Michael Neuwirth? So I think that there's a precedent for Boudreau doing this and having the confidence just to say, no, our incumbent guy, Hiller, hasn't been very good, so we're going to try these kids because we don't think we didn't win last year with that guy, and we don't think we can win this year with him. I think that's the message that they're sending there.
It's the East-West Hot Stove with Al Morganti and Eric Tuhatchik here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Out of all of these teams, and I'll start with you, Eric, which team is facing its watershed moment? And by that, I guess you look back 3 years ago, and maybe we didn't know it at the time, but it was that moment for the Vancouver Canucks. They got to Game 7 and then have not been close since. Out of all of the teams that have made it, who needs that run now or is going to be on the other side of that arc, if you will?
I think San Jose is the closest that fits that criteria. Partly because I think that, you know, Thornton has re-signed, Marleau has re-signed, but I think they have their best chance with that group that is led by those two players right now. And I say that because Thornton had 3 weeks off in February, not going to the Olympics. Dan Boyle, who had really had a tough year up until that point, he got hit from behind by Max LaPierre, then he had a thumb injury, and he just wasn't Dan Boyle. He really wasn't sort of a factor even in the Team Canada selection by the end. And Logan Couture had that broken hand, and he didn't go to the Olympics. So they've got three guys that make a difference that were in the conversation for Team Canada that could be running on fumes if they'd played hockey throughout the whole season, who are basically just hitting their strides again because they had this mini vacation in February. So, you know, if you think about the miles that are on Boyle, think about the miles that are on Thornton, you know, this is their best chance. I mean, they'll probably, you know, I don't know if Boyle's going to be back next year. You know, most of that nucleus will probably be returned for a couple more years. They'll just be like Vancouver with the Sedins. But just because they're freshest this year, because they had that Olympic break, I think that's the other going to be a major factor in these playoffs, how players that were in the Olympics that have played a lot of hockey this year respond. I think they're the team that faces that watershed moment. And they have a chance. I think they have a decent chance this year to win a round. And if they win one round, you know, they could be the team that comes out of the West for the first time in forever, I guess.
Al?
Yeah, no doubt about that. But I also think in terms of coaches of Pittsburgh and Anaheim, Pittsburgh, frankly, has to at least go to the Stanley Cup Finals, if not win. Boston can be as good as they are, but if you're a Penguins fan, I mean, you got to come up with it. And the coach will be under all sorts of heat because of their collapses before. The goaltender, we already mentioned, under heat. You know, Anaheim, I believe, will, if they don't go to the finals, I believe they'll be the team with Ryan Miller next year. So, I mean, I think those two teams face incredible decisions if they don't get there. I mean, I know it's tough competition, first rounds, but it's a bottom line business. And those two coaches, I think, are facing some bottom lines, and the goaltenders facing bottom lines.
And before we let you go, Eric, I know we'll talk to you tomorrow, but from both of you, with things starting tonight, one upset, if you see it across the board, and there will be some that are so close statistically it'll be hard to define it, but I guess which lower seed in your mind is poised to beat the higher seed?
Well, does Los Angeles over San Jose count? I mean, that's a 3-2, I guess, because I think that's an absolute flip of the coin. I think it could go either way. I mean, if you're looking for, you know, is there an 8 that can beat a 1, I think that, you know, I mean, I'd like to see how Columbus-Pittsburgh plays out, just for all the things that we talked about, the fragility of that Pittsburgh roster. And I'm not just talking about the psychology of Marc-Andre Fleury, but, you know, Malkin has been hurt. Neil's been out about 3 different times. Letang is coming back from that stroke. I just wonder how all those great pieces mesh, and do they mesh in time to escape the first round. I think that, you know, I can make a case for Columbus beating Pittsburgh.
Well, I can't.
Yeah.
I'd be stunned if that happened. But I mean, it is tough, though, when you look at their seedings. L.A., obviously. I think the shock will be, and I could be, if I'm way off on this, I think the shock will be how easily Boston goes through Detroit because of the record during the year, and Detroit's probably coming together. But I look at the Bruins as a team that kind of took a couple of weeks off and is ready to roll. We'll see how it goes, but I really think that they're not going to have the letdown that people think they are against a very good Detroit team coming in, supposedly hitting stride at the right time.
Boys, thanks for doing it as always. We'll do it again next Wednesday. Eric, we'll talk to you tomorrow, and Morganti, behave, all right?
Okay, no worries.
Thanks, boys. It's Eric Tuhatchik and Al Morganti out in Philly, where tomorrow the Flyers will take on the New York Rangers. We'll continue to look at it, and we got to get our picks in. Today is the day we got to pick our first round winners. Don't know what's up for grabs, and it almost doesn't matter because nobody pays up for bets, but we will
soup.
We'll figure something out as we'll call our shots. You can, hey, you can weigh in too, as always. 960-960 on your mobile phone, the fan feedback line. If there's an up, let's do it this way. If there's an upset to be had in round one, which one is it? Let us know. Sportsnet 960, the fan.
There are people in this country who work hard every day. Not for fame or fortune do they strive.
Stop singing.
But the fruits of their labor are worth more than their pay. And it's time a few of them were recognized.
Boomer is talking sports in the morning. Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. Make Canada's best-selling line of trucks even better by visiting Universal Ford Lincoln to get $1,000 toward Ford custom accessories at the Built Ford Tough event. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living. Just to send it on down the line. This is for the one who swings the hammer. Driving home the nail. For the one behind the counter.
Yeah.
Ringing up the sales.
That's like us, just ordinary average people.
Goosebumps.
Working their 6-hour week for a living.
It's very normal. Waking
What'd
up
you
in the
do
middle
yesterday?
Of the night. Two homes, just normal.
Go home,
folk.
Have a nap.
I worked.
I don't own two homes, by the way. Why? You always say that, but.
Well, don't you have two homes?
Well, temporarily. Hey, and.
You do or you don't, right?
Just so people know. The first house did not get flooded.
Yeah. We know that. You were the end of the block got flooded.
Well,
you didn't.
Come look at the house. I'm like, wow, we don't really believe you.
I'm like, what? So if you're looking at buying.
You don't believe me.
That house you're trying to sell, you just want everyone to know that it was not flooded out?
Yeah, this people thought it was maybe flooded.
Well, Rhett said
this
it on the air.
This is for the one
so.
Who drives the big.
I'm carrying two homes, Pinder. That's what I'm doing, and it sucks.
And you have vacation properties as well, I believe, do you not? Probably not really where we're going in this segment, but either way, just normal folk.
Big rig. I'm just trying to listen to the music and tune you two donkeys out.
Bring it in the load. Are the waitress,
all right.
The mechanic, the policeman on patrol.
Okay, yep. For everyone. Philadelphia. Pittsburgh. Montreal. You know, the problem with this is there's got to be an upset somewhere. Guaranteed.
Well, Montreal's a 3.
How many upsets?
There's usually one.
Well, you've got two already written down there, Rhett. Philly's a 3 and Montreal's a 3. Those both start on the road. You've both those teams winning. Those are two upsets.
I guess. I was looking for something with more significance as an upset. You
it
know what
is
I mean? Like Columbus.
It's Boomer and Warner in the morning. Coming up, we'll hear from...
It's Warner in the morning because Boomer's out to lunch today, so don't worry about it. He's taken... It's hump day. He's taking the day off.
Tonight, we'll have the Pittsburgh...
Something in my ears.
Hear something?
What's that?
Did you hear that? Tonight, at starting at 5:30, it's the Columbus Blue Jackets.
That's the first game's at 5:30?
Taking on... No, it's not the first game.
Oh, okay.
But that's the game we're carrying.
Oh. I was just wondering.
Pittsburgh versus Columbus tonight. We'll have it for you. Game number one. Carl Alsner coming up after 9 o'clock. But right now, we get into our first round perfect picks. The perfect picks, if you've not yet done your playoff pool and all of this sort of thing, then all you need to do is listen to us because these are... Your perfect picks!
This is not my championship music for when I win 20 questions. Whatever happened to 20 questions? You got so lazy you couldn't come up with 20 questions.
We start in the East with the first game tonight. Let's go with the Montreal Canadiens taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Hate the Lightning, go Montreal! Pinder?
I'm going to take... you got to let Boomer do his intro properly here.
Well, no, that's fine.
That's it. Okay, good.
We're going to try and conduct some real radio today.
I just felt like he might have interrupted you, but you're good. I'm good. I'll take Montreal as well. Thank you.
How much intro music do you need? We're not a music song station. songs. Who are you picking, Boom?
I'm going to write things down here just so I have it. Now, here's the thing.
It's right here.
Would you just, here's what I ask of you this year and this time. Okay. If you could.
Stop switching.
Pick one team to win a series. Red is the classic. No, I picked them. Because what he'll do is he'll come on and say, well, boy, you look at that Montreal series. I think they're going to win. I do. I think Montreal's going to win that series. But I wouldn't be surprised if Tampa Bay did because they've got, boy, Stamkos. And I think Stamkos can make them a winner.
And then in the second round, I said, oh, I had them.
And then,
I had them.
And then when the series is over, it's like, well, you picked Montreal. No, no, remember, I said Stamkos. He's going to make them a winner.
So here's what I'm doing. I'm going to tweet all our picks, Boom, and no, that will keep us honest.
Oh, tweet.
Oh, you don't want me to?
Don't tweet. People
well, we're saying it on air.
We'll put,
at least it's an archive ahead. Of Rhett's picks. I will tweet Rhett picks, not Boomers. Is that fair?
You do whatever you
just,
want.
Okay, pick.
Yeah, I'm taking Montreal.
It's a sweep, clean sweep.
Do we need games?
It will be six games.
Because I'll go in six as well.
I'll take five, sure.
Okay. The other series tonight, Pittsburgh versus Columbus.
Pitt in five.
Pittsburgh in six.
Do you want me to? Are we going into depth or we're just picking?
That's fine.
Yeah.
Do you want, if you want, and by all means, if you want to add something,
no.
That's what we can
if
do.
If you feel the need, you can, yeah.
I'm going to do Pittsburgh in five.
Because if I say something smart, then you dummies are just going to copy me.
Well, he's copied you two picks already. Have you noticed, Red?
I do see that. Way to be original.
I think we'll have some divergence here in the next few.
All right.
The Rangers taking on Philadelphia.
Rangers, the two seed here, they're the home ice club.
I am going to go with the Philadelphia Flyers. I love the black and orange. Favorite place? Six games.
I have the Flyers in seven.
I'll take the Flyers in seven as well.
This one
feels like that first round seven gamer. At least I'm hoping.
Two great markets, too. This will be a fun series.
You're changing already, right?
I'm going to go with the Rangers.
What happened to Philly in six? Yes,
five.
I already wrote it down.
Okay.
We just had a major swing there.
So you did Philly. You did Philly in six, and now you've picked not only the other team, but
Henrik
to win
Lundqvist
in fewer games.
Is a better
games.
Goaltender. I tricked you guys because I knew you'd copy me, and then I switched.
Well, if you'd like, we could go first, and then you could bring up the rear. But then you would be copying us because you are so dumb.
Or we'd be tricking him, Boom. We might be tricking him.
All right.
The final Eastern Conference series.
This is a real stickler.
The number one versus the number four. It is Boston taking on Detroit.
Original six. Hasn't filled this out. He's not done yet.
You guys go ahead.
Bruins in five.
Really? You're copying Morganti's train
I'll
of
take
thought.
Bruins in six.
They are big. I like the Wings, but they have no Zetterberg. Datsyuk is great, but... And I like Tatar
when's
and Nyquist and all of those guys. Maybe late round one, round two. And that's...
Seems to make sense. I will copy you guys and go with Boston in five.
You looked at my sheet well, just to see what number
go,
it was.
All right. Four.
To the West.
Analysis. Boomer in the morning.
The Colorado Avalanche playing the Minnesota
they
Wild.
They are going to stomp the Wild. It's over before it began.
I have the Avalanche in five.
Four games.
I'll take the Avs in six.
I'm going to go with Mini in seven.
No, you're not. So you have.
Hang on now.
This is what he does. See? This is what he does.
No, I picked Colorado. No, Rhett, you switched to Minnesota.
Now, I'm going to stop you. You're always talking about your upsets.
I know. That's
do you have one? I guess Montreal over Tampa Bay is an upset.
I know. That's
but you
what
have
I'm
the Rangers
worried.
Winning. They're the home ice team. You have Pittsburgh and Boston. They're all the upper seed. And you have Colorado winning.
All right. Detroit. Going with Detroit.
Are we going back to the East now?
Detroit in seven games.
He's in great form today because he's done it on three different series. Have you noticed? He's taken Philly and the Rangers.
Two.
He's taken the Wild and the Colorado Avalanche. And he's taken Detroit and Boston.
He went from a Boston sweep to Detroit in seven.
Taken many.
He went, yeah, from a Bruins sweep
to Detroit
to the Wings in seven.
All right, now.
Well, if Detroit's going to win, it's going to be tight. Boston's going to win, and they're going to stomp them.
All right.
You just don't know which one it is.
Yeah.
St. Louis, the number 2 seed versus Chicago.
Now, you're taking Colorado in 4 because you did say Minnesota.
Yes, I'd like worry to about your own picks, pal.
I'm trying to confirm yours because you've been switching.
Colorado in 5. Pinder, you have Colorado in 6. Warner, what do you got Colorado in 4.
Yep.
4-game sweep. Whew. Moving on. The Blues, the Hawks.
Oh, I don't like this one. This is not good.
It's a tough
Can
one.
Someone text in the next texter? To text
no. Them? No.
Well, then you pick it, Smarty Pants.
I am taking the Chicago Blackhawks.
You chicken.
In why does that make me a chicken? I'm picking the upset. I'll take the Hawks. I'm going to say in 7.
I'll take the Blues in 7.
St. Louis.
This is a tough pick.
In 5.
Do you want to elaborate?
You're worried about their injuries.
I don't know why I would ask you to elaborate when you've put no thought into it. But I'll ask you to elaborate. Why do you feel like it's the Blues?
Feel.
Yes.
You know how Daryl goes. I always talk about Daryl going in the room and having a feel for the team. I have a feel for these things. I feel it.
You got something.
You have a what?
Feeling.
Anaheim versus Dallas.
What, you don't like St. Louis? You tell me St. Louis can't beat Chicago.
I've been on the Blues bandwagon all season. They can't score.
And they're dinged up like crazy.
Their last 2 weeks has been awful.
Now, yesterday you told me they weren't beat up.
They've lost 6 straight games going into the postseason. They've been shut out in like 3 or 4 of the 6. And Oshie got kablammoed on the final game, although it looks like he's going to be fine. I just think that the Hawks are ready for this. They'll get Taves and Kane back.
They haven't been playing. They're going to be terrible.
All right.
So it's the time for a change.
Of note, Tarasenko, Berglund, injuries significant, less significant for Backes, Oshie. So that's 4 guys, theoretically, that might not be
Berglund's
100.
Good.
Am I scaring you into changing your
pick?
I'll
allow you to go back and take Chicago by the
time
you're done.
St. Louis, 5. The old sank.
The old sank.
The old sank. Your Frances is incroyable. Anaheim, Dallas.
Don't care.
You really don't care.
Is that an answer? I can't get... Anaheim is my Ottawa. I can't get behind them. They're just... blah.
Are they going to win or lose? That's
so you're taking
care.
Dallas.
No, I think Anaheim's going to win.
All right.
How many games are at?
6.
I'll take the Ducks in a sweep.
Really?
5.
You're taking the Ducks as well?
Yes. And the San Jose Sharks versus the LA Kings. Sharks at home.
The Kings. Reggie can't win the cup if they don't get out of the first round. I got to pick the Kings. In a tight matchup, but a convincing 6-game victory for LA.
I agree with you 100%. I have the Kings in 6.
I'll take the Sharks in 7. No one is giving the Sharks any love here.
Because they're like...
What are they like, Rhett?
I can't say it. That would be the wrong word to use on the air.
They're like...
not that good.
Oh.
Come on now. What's next?
Well, that's it.
All late series. Oh. So, Rhett's picks. Rhett's first perfect picks. First round perfect picks. Montreal in 6. Pittsburgh in 5. Rangers in 5. Detroit in 7. Colorado in 4. St. Louis in 5. Anaheim in 6. LA in 6.
That's it. Well, that's 8. So, 16 teams. Yeah. That math adds up.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Very
okay,
good
what
today,
top point producer?
Okay, stop.
No. Well, let's pick a...
who's a playoff?
Top point producer in the first round.
First round, points.
Why would anybody do that?
It's a horrible thing.
No one would ever do that.
And think about it. If your team's dominant, you play 4 times. If you've got a mediocre team, you might have 7 games. That's a very difficult thing to do.
Yeah, it's called a draft, isn't it?
Well, for the whole playoffs, yeah. I did one last night. No one does a first round playoff pool.
Well, who cares? We can do what we want. We're setting trends here.
Are we?
We're trendsetters. What else are we going to talk about?
No, we're not.
We
are the biggest copycats in the business.
Someone does it? Hey, that looks like fun.
Hey, we should do that.
You know what they're doing at this other place?
So, again, these are we set to...
Let's go. Yeah.
I can press send on them here.
Here's Dean's picks.
I have the Bruins in 5 over Detroit. I'm taking Montreal in 6. Pittsburgh in 5. Flyers in 7. In the West, Colorado in 5. The Hawks in 7. The Ducks in 5. And the Kings in 6.
I have Detroit in 7. Boston in 4. Montreal in 6.
Stop. You're picking the same series.
The Rangers in 5 and Philly in 6.
I'm tweeting Rhett's picks. Don't listen to him on air.
Detroit, Montreal, Pittsburgh, Rangers, Colorado, St. Louis, Anaheim, and the L.A. of King.
Very good.
Would you like to change any of them as it's now 8:59? This is your final opportunity.
Flip-flop them all.
No. That's a boomerang.
This is it.
Warner in the morning.
What's our bet, though?
Well, what's our bet?
Soup.
So now what are the parameters? Just most series victories?
We're doing each round, so maybe it'll be soup for the first round, maybe a sandwich for the second round, and by the end we'll go out for drinks or something.
Burgers
like that.
Are good.
Okay. Yeah.
So we'll start with the soup.
Chicken fingers. Buffalo chicken fingers.
Soup for round one?
Soup sounds great, Rhett. Great idea, Rhett.
Soup for round one.
Or buffalo chicken fingers.
No soup for you.
You know, I've been craving them. I was craving them in Kelowna. I couldn't get them.
Yeah, I know. Somebody was on the phone with somebody completely unrelated, and all he was doing was barking in the background.
Buffalo chicken fingers! Buffalo chicken fingers!
I'm not talking to a restaurant. I'm calling a cab.
Buffalo chicken fingers!
Soup on the line. We're quite an edgy morning show, aren't we?
Hall of Fame career over soup. Here.
I'll have the hearty beef vegetable, please.
Let's make a serious bet for this playoffs.
Yes, I'll have the cream of mushroom.
Is this the Boston chowder or is this a Manhattan chowder?
Well, do you guys have any difference?
Yeah, he's got the Sharks.
I also have St. Louis.
He's got St. Louis.
All right,
I've got, that's...
Because that would have been one way.
And the tiebreaker will be the in-games. Games play.
Bye.
Another riveting day. That's Rhett Warner, ladies and gentlemen.
Quite a day.
Hall of Fame career over here.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan.